The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Modern Day Debate. Was the moon landing a fraud? And to get us started out with our discussion, we have Dr. Rossa. So thank you so much, Dr. Rossa, for being here, and the floor is all yours.
Thanks for having me again. I would like to start with the opening, just share one web page with you, if you don't mind.
Yep, ready when you are. Once you get it up, I'll start your timer.
That's what she said.
All right, you seeing me here?
Yep, we got your screen share there.
All right, I'm just going to read one article here. It's called NASA Rushing Towards China's Moon Rocks. So as you know, Chang'e 5 brought moon rocks back to Earth, and now Chang'e 6 is about to bring moon rocks back to Earth from the far side of the moon. So I want to point out one part of this article here. It says here, just give me a second to find this, this one quote here.
No worries, we can just put a pin on your time for a second. Oh, you got it?
All right. No, it's okay, I found it, yeah. I'm just gonna read just one little section. But the US lunar rocks come with a hefty price tag. It represents an olive branch extended for an alliance in the end of the 70s. So here, what it's talking about is when the US offered NASA's moon rocks to China, this was an olive branch of peace. So we're attempting to do the same thing today by allowing NASA to buy our moon rocks, you know. So let me just read this last little section. Well, I would argue that China should follow the same logic as the US, which is that sharing such samples could serve the purpose of advancing China's national interest, aerospace, as a comprehensive subject, combining the most advanced aspects of modern science and technology, carries not only significant political and military economic value, but also embodies the ambition of the entire human species. The whole world will hold its breath against the winds of the aerospace blow in a different direction. So what they're talking about here is China should follow the example of US and offer our moon rocks to America in a gesture of peace, extending an olive branch of peace. And hopefully in the future, we hope that the China and the US can work, collaborate on many projects, including the International Space Station. So this is what I'm saying now, is that whatever I myself say here today, when I debunk the moon landings, I am not speaking on behalf of the Chinese government. The Chinese government is not blowing the whistle on NASA. China's government is just looking for peace and friendship, and we'll sell you our moon rocks, and hopefully in the future we can work together on the ISS and maybe joint missions to the moon or Mars or whatever. So that's my main intention here today, is actually to bring about peace between these two countries.
Okay, just to jump in, and I'm so sorry, Rossa, we still got 7 minutes on the clock, so if we could move into the main arguments for why the moon landing is a fraud, just to kind of zero in. I'm sorry to cut in there, but I did stop the timer, so if you want to carry on there, I'll cede you back your time there.
Okay, so in our last debate, you know, I debated with MC Toon, and it was really great, and we all learned a lot. And let me also begin by saying I also owe you an apology, because in our last debate, I presented one piece of faulty evidence. So I'm going to apologize for that. You know, I'm man enough to fess up when I make a mistake. You know, I said that the cloud patterns were different, but then later on I researched it, and the cloud patterns, the time lapse was enough to explain the cloud pattern difference. So the reason that was, I was in a hurry, I was trying to prepare this for Bart Sobrel, but he fortunately didn't use that one. So let me just start off by apologizing for that one faulty thing I presented last time. But now I have to present the final smoking gun. This is the end of the debate here. It's just this one last little piece. So in our last debate, we talked about the shadow length. Okay, let me just pull up that image one more time. And just give me a second to pull up an image.
No worries. If you need to screen share again, just let me know. And I'll just remind everybody in the chat, you still got 5 minutes on the floor. So if everybody who's hanging out right now, if you haven't already, hit the like button. It'll help boost us up in the algorithm. If you got your image ready there, Dr. Rossa, we'll do your screen share and start your timer back up.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, you can see this?
We sure can.
All right, so now this is what I call the dashboard cam. It means that up in the LEM on the dashboard, there was a camera, video camera, looking down, filming them. And this can clearly show that the man standing closer to the stage light has a longer shadow than the man standing further away from the stage light. Now, in our last debate, MC Toon tried to say that this is not possible because the man standing closer to the light will have a shorter shadow. And normally he's right. If it is a normal stage light or something like that, the man standing closer to the light will have a shorter shadow. So in order to figure out how they did this, you have to shine the light through a lens. Okay, so you have convex and concave lenses. So if you use a convex lens, the light beams will converge. Okay, so let me just share you my last little share screen.
All right, it'll be ready when you are. There we go.
All right. So this is how I did it. If you just take a magnifying lens, you can see the magnifying lens I'm using here, right? Can you see the magnifying lens? Anybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can see your screen. Okay.
So I'm just shining the light through a magnifying lens, and then what that does is it creates the opposite effect. So if you don't have a magnifying lens, then the light beams will be diverging, and that will cause the man closer to the light source to have a shorter shadow. But if you use a magnifying lens and you get diverging light beams, then the man standing closer to the light source will have a longer shadow. So it's the end of the debate now. There's nothing anybody will be able. So what happened was NASA knew they screwed up. So this, what I call the dashboard cam, where they're looking down on the scene, is so obvious. So they only did that on Apollo 11 and Apollo 12. And then they'd realize, okay, this is too obvious. We have to stop it. So 14, 15, 16, 17, there's no dashboard cam. because they realize they screwed up. It's very obvious to tell how they fake this. They use a magnifying lens to cause the diverging. Now, why did they do that? Because if they would have just used the normal spotlight, then the man standing closer to the spotlight would have a shorter shadow, and that would be way too obvious. Anybody would know that was a hoax. They couldn't fake the sun being millions of miles away, so they just used a giant magnifying lens to cause the diverging light sources, and that would confuse the people and not realize so easily that this is a hoax. So that's the end of the debate, right? There's nothing anybody will be able to say. I've just proven 100% scientifically that they fake this thing.
All right. It seems like that's the wrap up there. So we'll end the screen share. Thank you so much, Rasa. If you see somebody else on your screen right now during those screen shares in between, don't mind. Travis, he is just hanging out here doing a little bit of shadowing for the moderating and is looking to help out modern day debates. So thank you, Travis, for being here as well. And thank you, Rasa, for your introductory statement. So I will remind everybody, Modern Day Debate, we are a neutral platform hosting debates on science, politics, religion. We do hope you feel welcome here. I do want to also let you know, right quick, if you are listening on podcast, you're not going to get to hear or ask these questions in the live format. Make sure you're subscribed to the Modern Day Debate YouTube channel so that you don't miss out on these live, and you can, once again, engage with these speakers in the live format. So, FTFE, the floor is all yours. You have up to 10 minutes.
Right, thank you. thank you, Modern Day Debates, for having me on. Always a pleasure to be here, and thank you to Doctor for agreeing to debate me on the moon landing. If you guys haven't seen me before, a little bit about me quickly. My name is Craig. I run the YouTube channel FTFE, where I debunk nonsense conspiracies like flat Earth, moon landing, you know, vaccine denial, the kind of stupidity that is posted on Facebook and stuff these days. I give it a good thumping over there, debate flat earthers, and then produce good videos. So I've got a educational background in both physics and nuclear engineering, holding two bachelor's degrees. I was a nuclear engineer on board military submarines and an electrical mechanical engineer on board surface ships. I was a project developer for a wind farm company, so I'm very well versed in technological abilities of the, you know, the world that we have around us and the things that we can create. So I think I'm perfect to have this debate. I was a little bit disappointed with the presentation that the doctor gave, considering there was practically nothing that actually tried to debunk the moon landing. So I'm just going to spend my time here quickly. Well, not quickly. I'll spend as much of it as I can going over everything that I think shows that the moon landing couldn't have been fake. So if I, you don't need to, if you just make me full screen, I can share through my camera if that's all right.
That's fine by me.
Yeah, wrong one.
Just create another screen here so that everybody can see you up close and personal.
Right. So let me get the correct room. Here we go. Right. Okay. So, so I'm going to provide a robust defense grounded in technological capabilities of the time, third-party verification, and definitive empirical evidence. First, I want to talk about the technology available in the 60s. It was basic technology, but it was good technology that did the thing that we needed it to do. The Apollo program, spearheaded by NASA, was a monumental effort that combined the expertise of thousands of engineers, scientists, astronauts. The cornerstone of the program was, of course, the Saturn V rocket, developed under the leadership of Wernher von Braun. The Saturn V remained, until 2009, the most powerful rocket ever built, generating 7.5 million pounds of thrust to escape Earth's gravitational pull. The Saturn V was a three-stage rocket, with each stage designed for a specific phase of the mission. The first stage provided the initial thrust to lift the rocket off of the ground. And going through the lower atmosphere, the second stage took over to push the spacecraft further into space, and the third stage provided the final boost to send the Apollo spacecraft on its trajectory to the moon. The command module, where the astronauts lived and worked during their journey, was practically at the time a marvel of engineering. It was equipped with a state-of-the-art, at the time, navigation and life support system. The CM had an onboard computer, the Apollo guidance computer. This is from a David A. Mindel from the MIT Press, Cambridge, Massachusetts, where he goes over a large amount of technical details about the moon landing. The Apollo guidance computer, which is obviously primitive by today's standards, was revolutionary at the time and could perform 85,000 instructions per second, enabling precise navigation and control of the spacecraft. Attached to the command module was, of course, the lunar module, designed specifically for landing on and taking off from the moon's surface. The command module consisted of two stages, the descent stage, which housed the landing gear, fuel, and engines for the descent, and the ascent stage, which contained the crew, cabin, and engines for the return to lunar orbit. The lunar module's design was unique and optimized for the moon's low gravity and lack of atmosphere, which obviously posed challenges for landing and taking off. One of the main things I want to talk about was third-party verification, right? This is crucial to the argument. It wasn't just NASA that watched it happen. It was the Russians. It was the Chinese. It was every Billy Bob Joe that had a ham radio that could use it properly. They tracked the signals coming from the things that went to the moon. And here I am showing an article that is a conversation with Sergei Khrushchev. I probably pronounced that completely wrong. Son of former premier I'm not going to try and pronounce the names, but basically he was heavily involved in the Russian space program. And in this article, which I can provide the link to, he gives detailed explanations of the time of the moon landing and how the Russians paid extremely close attention to it. You know, it wasn't just broadcast in America. It was broadcast on Russian TVs. It was tracked by the Russians. They verified it. And, you know, they were in the middle of a Cold War. They were not friendly. If it was faked and Russia had any indication of it being faked, they would have told people. So that's my, the main thing of my argument is the third party verification. Again, it's not just government agencies. Everyone with a ham radio tracked the signals coming from the things going to the moon and on the moon. So historical documentation and broadcasting equipment further substantiate the moon landing. The live television broadcast, of course, was made possible by the slow scan television system, which transmitted the video signal from the lunar module to Earth. This system was specifically designed for the unique conditions on the moon where traditional broadcasting methods would have failed. The fact this footage was received and broadcast globally with no discrepancies or interruptions underscores the reliability of the technology and authenticity of the event as it was seen by so many eyes. I know everyone just dismisses that, oh, it was on TV, but that wasn't just an easy thing to happen back then. Also, we've got empirical evidence of the moon landings. Like this is the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter page that I'm showing, which you can actually have a look at. And it shows all the scans, the high resolution images that is done of the moon. Using this, you can actually use it to look at the landing sites of the moon landings and see that they happened and the things that were left there. It's been capturing high resolution images of the Apollo landing sites. And these images show lunar modules, rover tracks, even the American flags planted by astronauts. Additionally, the retro reflectors that were placed there on the lunar surface, they're still used today for laser ranging experiments. They provide precise measurements of the distance between Earth and Moon, and they could have only been put there and placed there by human hands. Of course, in addition to all the empirical evidence, modern technology has allowed for even more thorough verification. NVIDIA, a graphics card manufacturer, used their extremely impressive ray tracing technology to recreate lots of images of the moon landing, confirming that the light paths are what they say they are. This is an excellent article. I can obviously provide the details for it here if anyone wants to look over it. I've only got 10 minutes, so I just have to get through all this. But the fact that they can use ray tracing, which is a simulation of how light works in real life, to recreate the moon landing with data of the moon surface is empirical evidence that the photos that we see are actually correct. Obviously, it is important to recognize the testimonies of all the astronauts themselves. The 12 men who walked on the moon have shared their experiences through countless interviews, books, and public appearances. Their consistent and detailed accounts of the missions, combined with the exhaustive documentation and thousands of photographs taken during the mission, from a compelling narrative that cannot be easily dismissed. Okay, it's simple. The moon landing is something that is documented so extensively by so many people, such, you know, with, there's so many backups of the backups of the evidence.
2 minutes.
That, okay, excellent. But to place your entire argument on, oh, this picture looks a little bit dodgy to me, is frankly ludicrous. And I'm briefly, in those, I don't even need 2 minutes, Doctor, that picture that you showed, I don't know if you noticed, but it was clearly on a hill. And the shorter shadow was kind of going down the hill a bit. No, that wasn't a smoking gun. That was you not understanding the fact that the lunar surface is not flat. It is bumpy. It has hills. And unless you can provide absolute 100% evidence that that bit of land they were standing on was completely flat, you do not have a case. That is the fact that that is the only evidence you brought to this debate is frankly embarrassing and confusing, considering you have a doctor in front of your name. And that is all my time. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, FTFE, for your opening statement. We are going to move into an open discussion, everybody. So stay tuned. We will move into our super chats before the end. So if you have questions, get them in now, and they'll be asked nice and early. So usually the way we like to do this is we'll hand it over to the other side to respond to some of what you just heard. And then FTFE, you know, feel free to jump in when you feel like it. So thanks again, everybody, for being here. Hit the like, and the floor is all yours, Dr. Rasa.
Thank you. So first, I just wanted to correct him on one thing he said, is that he mentioned that the Chinese had the ability to track what NASA was doing back then, and they did not. Back in the 1960s, the Chinese space program was so infantile that we had no idea what was going on. So I just wanted to correct him on that one point.
Okay, well, I can
go on.
With all due respect, I can provide you with documentation of the tracking from China. So yeah, their space program was very limited, but they certainly had radios that they could operate and point at the signal coming from the moon. There is extensive documentation from the Chinese government monitoring the moon landings. So to say that they didn't have the ability to do it is frankly a lie. And I'd appreciate you not having the pedanticness about you to say that you are educating and correcting me when everything you have said so far has been incorrect. Thank you.
Okay, so then my second question for you is, what do you mean by tracking? Do you mean just tapping into communications or actually using this Doppler radar to actually track and triangulate? There's different ways to track, but which are you, when you're talking about tracking?
Need me to explain such a simple concept about how you track where signals are coming from. Yes, you would use triangulation. Yes, you would use the return time of a radio signal going to a specific point. There is many ways of tracking a position in a three-dimensional coordinate system. Your question is completely relevant to all of the points that I have raised. Your misunderstanding and not knowing what the word tracking means does not change the fact that there is countless third-party verification and tracking data of the position of the moon landing. So, you know, could we please move the conversation to actual evidence rather than just, you know, looking at words because frankly, you didn't present any evidence that the moon landing was a hoax, and that's what the debate is about. So do you have any evidence that the moon landing was a hoax?
I just was curious about, you said you have evidence that NASA, that China was tracking. So that when you say tracking here, does that mean they had a Doppler radar? Were they using triangulation, or were they just tapping into the communication?
They had radios. They had, you know, things that could point signals at other things and get the signal back. Again, this is a pointless, complete non sequitur to the actual discussion we are having, which is about evidence of the moon landing being hoax. And I will reiterate again that you presented zero evidence that the moon landing was a hoax. The picture that you gave is on a hill. Done. Over. You did not have any evidence that the moon landing is a hoax, which I find entirely disappointing. So, I spent practically my whole time giving a detailed list and explanation of evidence that the moon landing was not a hoax. So I have met my burden. At this point, the burden is entirely on you. Please present me with evidence that the moon landing is a hoax that we can discuss. I don't want to go around in circles about what words means. I want to discuss the evidence.
Okay. I'm just replying to some of the things you said. So my second thing is, hopefully I can share this one picture.
Sure thing. Just give me 1 second and your screen share is up.
All right, so this is the frequencies which were assigned to the Apollo missions. And as you can see, there's six of them, and two of them I drew a yellow arrow next to. So the ones which don't have a yellow arrow, you can see there's two sets of frequencies there. One is called the uplink, and one is called the downlink. So that means that these were encrypted secret frequencies. You wouldn't be able to tap into that unless you knew what the uplink was.
That is a baseless claim, but because there is an uplink and a downlink, it is a secret encrypted signal. That's how it works. Right now, I am talking to you from a satellite, which has an uplink and a downlink. I can assure you, it is not some secret encrypted technology. That is
it
a complete claim. No. I don't want it could be, right? Yeah, I don't want your personal opinions. I want evidence that the moon landing is fake. That is a complete nonsense claim. Oh, it's secret.
But let me finish this.
Sorry, okay. No. I'm dismissing this. Let's move away from this because it means nothing. Please give me empirical.
Okay, if I can finish. Okay, so basically to summarize this is that you have the yellow arrows, the two non-encrypted frequencies. One was the command module and one was the SIVB. So the SIVB, the third stage, was an unmanned craft which they could send around the moon. And so if somebody was tapping into the communications coming from the SIVB, they wouldn't know whether it was a manned craft going around the moon or not, or whether it was an unmanned craft. This is my point.
The signal return times disagree with you because your claim would mean that the signal would have to go from Earth to the command module around the moon, back to Earth, back to the command module, back to Earth, which doesn't happen. You bunk that completely. Also, you claim that these signals were encrypted. There is no evidence that those signals were encrypted. That is just something that you have just said. It's not some kind of secret NASA technology that didn't exist. It wasn't a thing. In fact, encryption of that kind barely existed at all in the 1960s. Again, Doctor, with all due respect, what you're doing here is going, well, if this, possibly this, well, I think this. No, I don't want to talk about your opinions. I want you to present me with hard empirical facts that the moon landing is a hoax. I prepared for this debate, and frankly, I feel insulted. I spent the majority of the past 2 days researching your points on the moon landing, and I feel slightly insulted that you have come to this debate so thoroughly unprepared with any evidence.
I have other evidences, if you want.
Please present it then, because so far you have failed entirely to do anything that would cast any doubt on the moon landing being a hoax.
All right, let's move into some new territory there. If you've got another screen share or a different avenue you want to explore, now would be a good time, I think, to shift gears.
Okay, no problem. So just to get your opinion on this.
Oh, so we're just still working on opinions. That's okay, right. Okay, that's fine. If you want to have a conversation about opinions, we can have a conversation about opinions. But what I want is hard empirical facts. Let's just focus on that, shall we?
Okay. So this is the Chinese Mars lander. And as you can see, there's a huge blast crater.
With all due respect, why are we talking about Mars? The conversation is about the moon. The conditions on Mars and the moon are completely different. The land conditions are completely different. Mars doesn't have regolith the same way that the moon does. So to compare a Chinese lander on the Mars to anything on the moon is a completely ridiculous thing. Please, and I'm going to ask you this politely, stick to the evidence of the moon landing being a hoax and not other things.
Okay. So this is NASA Mars landers also leaving things. So this has nothing to do with the moon landing, what you're saying.
About Mars. The conversation that we are having is about the moon landing. I don't want to talk about Mars. If you want to have a debate about landings on Mars, we can arrange that. But with all due respect, Doctor, this conversation is about the moon landing. So please pay attention and stay on topic. Thank you.
All right. So a craft landing on Mars is nothing like a craft landing on the moon.
No, not at all. The moon has way less gravity, has an entirely different surface conditions. Mars has much more of an atmosphere, although very little compared to Earth than the moon. And the moon is still within a lot of the magnetic protection that the Earth provides, whereas Mars's magnetic protection is practically zero. So no, you cannot compare the landings on Mars to the landings on the moon. That is like comparing apples to ramen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks for your opinion on that.
No, it's not an opinion, that is a fact. Again, I don't deal in opinions, I deal in facts. Frankly, Doctor, so far, I've brought none.
All right. So let me see if I've got a few more points here, because I'm just having fun, you know, just bringing up.
You're having fun embarrassing yourself live in front of the 600 people on my channel and however many people are watching them. Why would that be fun for you? You realize the internet is forever, don't you?
Mm. All right, without getting too into the meta discussion there, let's continue to move through the examples. And, you know, like I said, if there's any avenue you'd like to go down as well, FTFE, any evidence you'd like to put up and ask Dr. Rasa directly, you can feel free to.
I presented all of my evidence in my opening statement. If Dr. Rasa would like to try and debunk any of the things I specifically brought up, I would gladly talk about those with him. However, Dr. Rasa doesn't seem to have a grasp on this actual topic, which is confusing to me because this seems to be the main thing he talks about. Yet he doesn't seem to actually understand the topic that we are discussing. So you had said, Doctor, that you've got more points. More is a strange thing because you haven't brought any up yet. So could you please present your first bit of evidence that the moon landing was a hoax? And then after that, you could maybe try and debunk some of the points that I brought up that show that it was real.
All right, let me just do one last little so-called piece of evidence. This is the, can you see this, guys?
Yes, we can see that picture right, of the landing. Nice debunk of yourself.
Right, so this is the Surveyor 3 craft.
Yeah.
As it scooped the moon rocks, the moon is used its little scooper arm and made four scoops here. But then on Apollo 12, they landed it and the scoop marks are quite different from the actual scoop marks taken by the actual Surveyor 3.
The scoop marks are different.
Mm.
Right. Are you 100% sure that the conditions of both of those surfaces is 100% identical?
Yeah, one is the Surveyor 3 taken by itself. The other is Surveyor 3 taken by Apollo 12. It's the same Surveyor 3 craft.
They don't really look different to me. They just look like they're taken from different angles. The scoops look different. What? Honestly, again, Doctor, I feel insulted that you have not come prepared to this debate. This is not any kind of evidence. This is looking at a picture of some shadows which do not back up your claim. Let me ask a simple question for you, Doctor. What is your specialty in analyzing photographs? Do you have any actual qualifications specifically relating to optics and forensic analysis of photographs? Myself, I'm a visual effects artist, so I absolutely do. What are your qualifications that would allow you to assess that picture and say that it's fake?
Well, the thing is this. I am just having fun by presenting smoking guns to people.
Rather than going on a tangent, I just asked you a very specific question, and I'll just ask it again in case you didn't hear me because you seemed to ramble about something else. The question was, Doctor, what are your specific qualifications that would allow you the ability to forensically analyze these photographs and claim that they are fake? Could you please focus and answer that specific question without going on any kind of tangent? Thank you.
So I am a whistleblower. It means I have access to inside information that they did fake this thing. And eventually you're going to learn about that yourself.
All right.
Sorry, with all due respect, you avoided my question. My question, and I'll ask it once more. And you know, see if you can focus on the words that I'm saying and try and respond to the question instead of saying
something. You can just skip. I won't respond. You can go to the next question.
Specifically, that allow you to forensically analyze photographs and claim that they are fake. I don't care about inside information, whatever you've got. What are your qualifications that afford you the ability to look at something and say, oh, well, that is fake? Again, for me, I am a VFX artist. Okay. I know what is fake because I create it. So what are your qualifications that allow you to do this?
Sorry to jump in here. So yeah, we do have to give them a chance to respond to some of these things. And even if you don't like it, like I said, a modern day debate.
I agree. Yeah. I'd love him to respond. But he doesn't seem to be actually responding to my questions. He seems to be responding to questions that I'm not asking him, which again is very insulting when you're in a debate with somebody. When you're in a debate, you respond to the things they say. You don't wait for your turn to talk and then just say something else. So doctor, what are your qualifications that allow you to forensically analyze the photograph and claim that it is fake?
Okay, so I'm going to give him 1 minute. Like I said, whether we like it or not, just give him 1 minute and then feel free to respond. I'll let you know. So go ahead, Rasa.
Like I said, I know as a fact this thing was fake. Now, presenting evidence of a thing is just a fun pastime thing. So I don't have specific qualifications. This is just a pastime thing for me. Frankly, I don't care whether you believe it was fake or not. I know for a fact it was fake, and I'm just having fun presenting you with things that might make you think a little bit deeper about it.
So with all due respect, Doctor, I have thought very deeply about it. I am a man of science. I have studied this extensively, clearly more than you ever have. You don't have a grasp on this topic, which is very confusing to me. You know, to say that I know for a fact it's fake is, in fact, you know what, I'm going to call that a lie, because if you knew for a fact it was fake, you would have evidence to back that claim up. You would actually have things that show that it is fake. For you to say, I know it's fake, is a pure cop-out. I know it was real because I have actually looked into the topic. You have never looked into the topic. You are a crazy conspiracy theorist making a bunch of nonsense up, right? Can you please just focus on the debate and give me evidence that the moon landing was fake, or just go away and admit that you don't want to debate? What is the point of coming to a debate if you are not intending to debate and you just want to give me your opinion? Don't want your opinion, want to debate. Give me your evidence.
Okay, would you like me to present another little piece of evidence here?
I'd like you to present your first piece of evidence, yes.
It might be better, yeah, if we...
I would just like, again, to point out he avoided my question. He did not answer the question. He didn't tell me how he has the ability to do this. He rambled about something else instead, which is fine. I just want everybody on both channels that are watching to see that the doctor did that. And now, doctor, the floor is yours. Please present your first piece of evidence that the moon landing was a hoax. We await with breath. On you go.
Thank you.
All right. Get that screen share up. It's been a fiery one. This is fun. Definitely, if you're having fun in the live chat, hit the like button. No matter where you're watching this on the old internets, there. Oh, that's showing my age. Okay, so yeah, let's see what you got there. I'm gonna put up the screen share. You're ready to go.
I
need to listen to that.
Yeah, I'm turning it. Sorry.
Dude, I had to play over and over and over when I went to my young musician's weekend at Horsell Manor. I can't. The mute button right there. Just mute button. Seriously.
That's my university bell. Okay, anyway, are you watching the Soyuz craft?
Yeah, cool. It's, the thing that went to the moon.
No, this is the Soyuz.
Oh, right.
ISS, the thing, docking. Yeah, so the hypergolic fuel on the...
Is there going to be evidence about the moon landing here, or are you talking about the ISS?
We're talking about the hypergolic fuel used on the Soyuz craft is the same hypergolic fuel used on the Apollo mission.
Yes or no?
The same fuel.
No. Did the Soyuz craft go to the moon, yes or no?
No, of course not.
Well, then I don't care about the Soyuz craft. Let's focus on the moon landing, please. What do you, I don't want to be insulting, but is there some kind of thing that you have that doesn't allow you to focus? Because everything you brought up so far doesn't have anything to do with the moon landing. Okay. This is not the ISS. The Soyuz didn't exist when the moon landings happened. Let's not talk about the Soyuz. Let's talk about the moon landing, please. You are, frankly, insulting me. Okay. This is ridiculous. Why would you come to a debate with no evidence about the topic?
We can address, like I say, once what you're feeling here, but we got to let him have a chance to present his case here and then give him some time. Sometimes arguments take a little time to, get to the point. So we'll give you a chance here to speak
it's
here.
Very
Sorry
simple.
About that.
It's very simple. All I'm saying is that if you can see the hypergolic fuel being expelled from the thrusters on the Soyuz missions, you should also be able to see it on the Apollo missions. That's my point.
Why?
Because it's the same fuel, same angle of the sunlight, same cameras, everything.
Right. So, the Soyuz requires a lot more thrust than the Apollo RCS thrusters. A lot more. So it's putting out more. So you're going to see it. Also, the fuel made by the US versus the fuel made by the Russians is not the same. 50 years difference in development of the fuel. You are, again, comparing apples this time to an amoeba. They are not the same thing. It's not the same fuel. It's made by different countries 5 decades apart. They are not the same craft. They are not using the same amount of power. Again, you are presenting evidence for something that isn't the topic that we are talking about. Please stick to the moon landing.
All right. So I'm pretty much done presenting evidence. I just want to talk about some of the points
evidence.
You said.
Hey, hold on. What do you mean you're done presenting evidence? You didn't present any.
The first piece I already presented solved the whole riddle. There's nothing.
It's on a hill. So are you telling me that you came to a debate about the moon landing with a picture of a dude on a hill? Is that it?
Came here telling me it's a dude on a hill.
It's me that this is insulting for. This, frankly, is insulting to the hosts of this channel. You are right now insulting James, and you are insulting Ryan, and you are insulting Travis. They have taken the time to host this debate between you and I, assuming that both would come with a position to argue. You have not done the preparation required for your part of this debate. Could you please explain to us why that is?
Well, first of all, it's not a hill. The astronauts are too close together to be a hill to explain that.
Right.
Let's give him a chance. If you want to bring it up, if you want to bring up the screen share, because sometimes that seems to progress things a little bit better.
Along with that picture, I would like you to bring up the analysis of that ground that shows that it is completely flat. Okay. Otherwise, it's just a thing that you are saying. And things that you are saying are not evidence against something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can see this, right?
Oh, look at that hill he's on. You can clearly see it's on a hill because one part of it looks a lot darker than the other. Just right. I'll just stop you straight. If you look at the guy near the flag and look to the left of him, you can see that he is on a ridge that slopes down. It's simple. Do you honestly think that NASA would just like make a mistake like this and just put it out? The hubris to think that you are smart enough to catch out some people that have spent billions of dollars trying to hoax something is ridiculous. When this is evidence that you come from, the dude's on a hill. You can see it. Look at the contours of the floor. Look at the colors of the floor. Look at the way it's laid out. Look at the way the light is landing on the two sections there. He is clearly on the ridge of a hill.
Or he's clearly standing under a spotlight.
Again, that is a lovely claim with zero evidence behind it.
So we both have two claims. Have two claims.
The moon's surface is not flat. Tell you what, that's not a claim. That is a 100% fact. Your assumption here is that the light would make the shadows do these things. That is only true if that floor is one, perfectly flat, and two, they are shining a light through a lens for some reason. These are just things that you are saying with no backing behind them.
All right. We got to give Rasa at least a minute here to...
And I debated meat pride.
Okay, so a minute on the floor for you, Rasa.
Yeah, I'm just saying that there's two ways that this could be explained. One, that they're on a hill, and that's what causing the light in that corner to be brighter. Or the second way to explain this is that there is a spotlight shining down on that corner. So we're both making a
lens
claim here.
Light for some reason.
Still got 40 seconds there, Rasa.
No, it's, I'm just going to say, no, actually, there's nothing more. It's you can take his word for it, or you can take my word for it. That's it.
Right, so let's just use Hitchens' razor here for a sec. You know, the least assumptions. You have to have so many assumptions for yours to be true. The moon's surface has to be perfectly flat. There has to be a spotlight there. There has to be a spotlight shining through a magnified lens. You know, all of these things have to be true for your position to be the correct one here. The only assumption that I have to make for mine is that the moon is lumpy in space orbit in the sun, the Earth, which orbits the sun. That's it. So if we look at how logic works, you're so wrong with everything. You have brought no evidence. You brought a picture which you just admitted in front of everyone watching that my explanation of it could be right. So you didn't bring any evidence of the moon landing being in a hoax. You brought your opinions and misunderstanding of how light works on bumpy surfaces. Again, everybody here should be insulted by you. Me, the host of this channel, the audiences watching on both these channels, they should all be incredibly upset that they have wasted their time because you were too lazy to prepare for a debate.
All right. Just as a courtesy, we'll just try to avoid the meta discussion, trying to go forward. If you want to...
I get it, Ryan.
If you want to come with some evidence for your side there, fight the flat earth, and then Rasa, if you want to respond, it's up to you guys how we want to progress.
Right.
I just have one last...
Sorry. All of my evidence, you know, in my opening statement, and the only thing he said was that they didn't have the ability to track, which was wrong. He didn't offer any rebuttal to any of the things that I've said. Right, let's focus on one specific evidence, which is actually one of my favorites, right? I'll just quickly screen share, if that's okay.
Yeah, no problem. We're ready when you are. And just remind our live chat that we will move into Q&A eventually. So if you have questions for either of our speakers tonight, let us know by putting in a super chat there, and they'll be read out loud live on air. And answered live on air. So your screen share is up and running.
Right, okay, let me just get up for my guys so they can see it here. Right, so this is one of my favorite bits of evidence because it's based in reality, right? We have spent years scanning the surface of the moon. We know every nook and cranny, every bump, every crater, every, you know, big ass rock that is making things happen. We also have spent centuries studying how light works. And due to the advent of modern technology, we have amazing graphics cards, specifically in the 40 series by NVIDIA, that allow us to trace the path of light. And not just one ray at a time, billions of rays a path of light at the same time. So NVIDIA took all this data that we have of the moon. Are you really going to play music whilst I'm having...
I think it's something going on at school. I think it's going on at his location. Just carry on there, FTFE.
He played his video. He played his video that he played over me talking because he's rude.
I think he might have been queuing it up. But yeah, let's. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt. Let's carry on, FTFE. If you
okay. So they used all the data that we have, the surface of the moon, and the way that we know that light works, and the technology they developed through trace rays of light, and they recreated so many of the photos that were taken on the moon, right? And every single one of them worked perfectly. Every single photo, including reflections in helmets that show that there's no lights there. There's nothing. This is, you know, you've got both positions. There's no stage light. There's just a sun. They modeled so many of the pictures using real world physics to show that they were taken on the moon. And not one of them showed any inconsistencies, like there could possibly be a problem, any of the kind that you are suggesting. So either you have more knowledge of the tracing of path of light and the details of the surface of the moon than all of these people, or you have nothing. It's as simple as that. You can look at the thousands and thousands of things they've done to verify the pictures that were taken on the moon. And not only that, but if you look at the things that were taken on the moon, you can put together the panoramas where they did 360 degree looking around them. In fact, there's videos of the panning 360 degrees, and not once is there ever any studio lights to be seen. Again, I'm sorry that it has to be about the meta discussion, but I am the only one that brought any evidence to this. Frankly, the meta discussion is all that's left because he brought nothing to the discussion.
Okay, I think he's handing the ball there. If you want to respond directly to, without engaging, like I said, with the meta, if you can respond directly to the evidence that FTFE has presented for his side, there, the floor is yours, Dr. Rasa.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry about that. Again, it's my school bell. It's not me playing music. Regarding the assumptions, so I am making the assumption that they're shining a light through a lens, and then he's making the assumption that it's a flat hill, he's on a hill. But it's more than that. He's also making the assumption that the astronauts are able to stand there in the deadly cosmic rays and not be affected by it.
What not only the rays. There's no deadly cosmic rays on the surface of the moon that is going to affect them standing there for a few hours. They would have to be in that environment for days and weeks and months for there to be any kind of effect. They're not in like the really harsh parts of the Van Allen radiation belts. There's no deadly cosmic radiation that's going to rip their suit off. They're not standing at the temporal bloody loom at the end of Loki. They're on the moon. Which, again, quite a lot of the moon is protected by the Earth magnetic field, not as strong as obviously we have here. But that claim was completely baseless, with nothing behind it. And I noticed that instead of responding to the thing that I just spent a few minutes talking about, you talked about some of that we discussed earlier. So how about the things that I've just said about the NVIDIA ray tracing? Focus on that.
Yeah, you're using CGI to prove the Apollo missions were real. Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes.
So let me
respond to it. Don't subject respond to it, please.
Okay. CGI made by biased people. Can I add in there?
Any evidence of that claim that they're biased people?
So coming back to your claim about no radiation on the moon, that's ridiculous.
Wait, wait. No. Stick with the NVIDIA thing. Right, it's not just CGI, it is ray tracing, which accurately traces the path of light as light travels in reality. They mix that with the accurate data mapping the surface of the moon and recreated the photos using that technology. And they were one to one. Don't just dismiss it, focus on that and respond without just going, oh, it's CGI. Doesn't matter if it's CGI. It's CGI based on reality, showing that it works. It's a simulation.
Right, so respond to a minute to respond.
Honestly, you really fire me at this point. Focus.
Okay, my response to the NVIDIA. Isn't that company which uses the Freemason eye triangle as their logo?
No. I don't care what logo they have. Focus on the evidence.
Okay, I'm done. That's it, my reply.
No. That's not a reply to the evidence I just gave. Oh, they've got something to do with Freemasons. You know what? My barber is a Freemason. They don't do anything, right? Actually, have some intellectual honesty and respond to the point that I have just brought up.
All right.
I think,
as I said earlier, there, FTFE, I don't want to put you on mute, but whether we like it or not, we got to give him a minute to get his thoughts out. If you can see him more whenever.
Lying about being a doctor. I'm sorry, but he's lying.
I'm ready for Q&A. I have to kind of cut it a little short.
So you're not going to respond to my question. You're not going to... Right, I was asked by the moderator to bring up some evidence for us to discuss. I brought it up and you went, oh, they're run by Freemasons. No, that is insulting to everybody here. Please respond to the points that I brought up about how It is based on accurate data from the moon and real world physics on how light works. And they recreated the photos, not by, like, you know, taking the photo and just putting it in it. They used the physics and the, you know, the data that they have to physically simulate the conditions on the moon and trace the path of light. And it matched.
Okay.
Focus on answering that instead of running away from the question.
We'll either do 1 minute on the floor, or it's up to Dr. Rasa. We can go into Q&A. We always do that at speaker's discretion if they want to. So it's up to you. You can have a minute, or we can move to Q&A.
I just want to say it's better for me to avoid the subject of Freemasonry because I have a friend who was abducted when he was a child.
Oh my God. Are you going to allow this?
That's all I have to say.
This might not be totally relevant. I'm not sure exactly where we can point there.
Going on about Freemasonry. Seriously, as the moderator, are you not insulted by this? You should be. You should be banning him from this channel because right now he is making a mockery of the platform that you have given him.
Okay. I understand how you feel about the discussion that you're having tonight, and I'm sure you'll have a lot more to say when I give you your 1 minute closer. So what we will do is we'll move into the Q&A. So thank you everybody who is here, who has already hit the like button. We do appreciate everybody who's coming out to Modern Day Debate to watch the show tonight. It's been pretty spicy. So let's go into the Q&A. LJ asks, why space travel getting delayed 4 decades now? So we'll give that one to you, FTFE.
I don't know what he means by why space travel getting delayed for decades for now. If he's asking the question why we didn't go back to the moon for a long time, simple. Politics and money, they done it. They beaten the Russians to the moon. They didn't need to spend all that money to do it again. There was no reason to go back to the moon. So they spent a bunch of time studying the effects of space travel on the body and other things in low Earth orbit with things like the ISS. Space travel getting delayed, things like, you know, NASA's projects get being pushed back and stuff. That's just bad planning on people that run businesses.
All right. Did you have any response there, Dr. Rasa? And then you get the closing word, FTFE.
No.
Okay. We'll move on to the next super chat then. And thank you, LJ, for your super chat and everybody else who has already put one in. And once again, I don't think I did do it formally. I always do at the end of the open discussion. A big thank you to FT, Effie, and Rasa for coming out to Modern Day Debate to have our discussion tonight. LJ says, how do you personally know if anybody's ever landed? It's also for you, FT, Effie.
The continuous personal testimonies of the people that landed on the moon. The retroreflectors are one of my favorites. The way they are, they could only have been placed there by human hands. You know, to just go, well, how do you know personally? Well, I didn't go to the moon. I'm not an astronaut. But all of the verification that I talked about in this debate answers that question for you.
Okay, any response there, Rasa?
I disagree with him that the retroreflectors had to have been placed there by human hands. They could have very easily been placed down by unmanned crafts.
Prove it. You make claims and nothing else. You know what? Just stop debating. You're an embarrassment.
You are also making claims.
No. You are an embarrassment to yourself and whatever you do. You should never do this again. You should delete yourself off the internet.
All right, let's move on. All right, let's not get too juicy. Kango 44, Doctor R, you were already told last time that rendering simulations have shown these images could not have been filmed on a stage.
Right, but I just proved that they could have been filmed on a stage by shining the light through a lens.
That doesn't prove anything other than you've made up some cockamamie ad hoc discussion, explanation for something that you don't like. There's so many other pictures where the shadows would have been the opposite of what you said. So for some reason, they spent some time shining the stage light through a magnification lens, and sometimes they didn't. You, sir, are a fucking idiot.
We do have to move on from there. I keep saying let's not get too spicy, but my goodness, it just seems like we're adding. Anyways, it's fine. We won't get into dad jokes. Bitter Truth says FTE presentation was academic and impressive.
Thank you. I actually prepare for debates because I'm not a lazy little, you know, piece of dirt like this guy.
Okay. Let's just carry on. There's not too much there, I think, to dig into. It's just a compliment. Bitter truth. Dr. Rasa, how is gravity and quantum coexisting in the same theory?
So, some people are talking about a quantum string theory, which includes the supergravity and all these things like that. I don't have any conclusions on that. I'm just waiting to see what comes out of that.
Not that you'd understand any of it, of course, because, you know, you barely understand the topic that you want to debate. So, I mean, it would be pointless, really. It would be a waste of everyone's time if you did that. Just, I'd stick to crayons if I were you.
All right. Did you want any last words there, Dr. Ross, before we move on?
Thanks. No.
Okay. Next question coming in. Maximiliano Avila says, bring back Travis Campbell. Well, yes, Travis is actually still here, and he did have a wave earlier, and I don't think you saw it. So, Travis, if you wanted to wave to the audience here, I'll put you on screen. Travis is here shadow modding tonight and just getting a feel for our systems here at Modern Day Debate. So, once again, we appreciate you offering to come out and sit with us and learn some of the stuff that we do here. And hopefully we'll see you on the show here soon. And, we really appreciate the help. So let's go back to our super chats. And we appreciate that to Maximiliano. Everybody say hi to Travis in the chat, of course. I can't forget the most important thing as a host. Everybody say hello. Darren says, run, talking about feet.exe/MDD, cheers, everyone. Oh, okay. It's a
programming joke. It's funny.
Aaron Reese coming in. If Rasavari is a false identity to shield him from the Chinese government, why was he associated with a holistic school under that name?
Okay, the name Rasavihari is not to shield me from the Chinese government. The Chinese government knows my legal name. The name Rasavihari is to shield me from the rest of the world outside of China, because I've had threats before in the past. So that's why I don't tell my legal name.
Okay, might be a good idea.
What was the question?
Did you get by it or out of like a cereal? Was your doctor's certificate at the bottom of the cereal box? Is that where you got it from?
All right, let's move on. Let's see. Bitter Truth says, Ryan, since I'm watching Modern Day Debate, I saw first time FTFE. He's very impressive and logical person. Please bring him again. So it's another fan super chat. So thank you so much, Bitter Truth, and we will move on from there. Always nice to see some praise for the speakers in the live chat. Bitter Truth for another $10. So thank you, FTFE, for your support tonight. If anybody else has super chats, get them in because we are winding down here on our super chats. So if you got any questions, get them in now and we'll get them asked to our speakers. FTFE is right. Everyone's disappointed doctor was unable to provide any single evidence against the moon landing. So I'll give you a chance to respond to Bitter Truth there, Dr. Rasa.
Yeah, you know, what some people consider evidence, other people consider not evidence. So it's just a personal opinion that you have, whether it's evidence or not. And it matters little to me whether or not you agree with me.
But you factually bring any evidence. This isn't a thing about opinions. You factually brought no evidence against the moon landing. Opinions are irrelevant. That is just reality. I'm not sure which reality you live in, but in this reality, you failed to meet your burden.
Well, I'm glad I don't live in your reality.
Well, I live in the proper reality, you know, the one that most people live in. You seem to live in some crazy world where you think going, picture look weird, disproves everything about the moon landings when you don't even understand that picture.
Mm-hmm. All right. let's move into the last couple super chats. It looks like our live audience is having a lot of fun there. So yeah, thanks everybody for engaging. And once again, hit that like button if you haven't already. JSS Tiger says, for the moon landing denier, when you showed shadows, you need to consider perspective. The longer shadow was closest to the camera. The short one was further away.
Yeah, if the perspective comes into play when the camera is more at 180 degree to the subject. So this, in this situation, perspective has very little to do with it.
Oh, it seems you understand flat earthers. That's cool.
Oh, you cut out for a second there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I just said that, it appears that he understands perspective just as well as flat earthers. So, good job.
Okay, did you have any closing thoughts for that question there, Dr. Rosso, or do you want to move on?
Move on, please.
All right, let's carry on. Thank you, JSS Tiger, for your question. Captain Pickles says, why not verify panelists? Pathetic. Ooh, you should verify your spelling. let's carry on. Frank's 92. Thank you, FTFE, for fighting the stupid. Well, that's a little bit spicy.
What I do.
But go ahead.
That is my job on YouTube. I fight the stupid, and you know, to not mince my words, this dude's stupid.
Do you have any thoughts or anything you want to say in response, there, Dr. Hassa?
I'm sorry, it's not really his forte.
I appreciate what he's doing. I also used to run an anti-flat earth debunking group on Facebook. So I appreciate what he's doing by debunking flat earth.
Sorry. Like, you have the physical ability to debunk anything. In fact, you know what? Don't try and debunk the flat earth, because you'd probably just make more flat earthers.
All right. Mick Tattersall, sorry about that. The doctor's evidence is as impressive as FTFE's beard.
Hey, right. Enough, right?
See, come on, everybody. It. Like, except for me, of course. I feel like I look great today.
Challenge. You've all got Heat Shield in my Discord to blame for this, because he told me I'm not allowed to shave for 3 weeks, right? I don't grow facial hair. If you look, you can literally count the 7 or 8 hairs on my side. It's not, okay? If I let my dog lick my face, it would probably come off. I understand, guys, okay?
Well, yeah. Well, my deep condolences for your thoughts on your own face. That's unfortunate you feel that way.
Weird.
No, it's fine. I'm just picking. So yeah, that was our last super chat for now. So if any other ones pop in, I think that's okay, because we've only been going for 1 hour and 8. But what we'll do is we will move into the 1 minute closing statements to wrap up our discussion. So I usually go EU style. So FTFE, the floor is yours for your 1 minute closing statement.
Thank you very much, Ryan, for having me on Modern Day Debates. I'm not going to thank the doctor, because he did not provide me a debate. Frankly, I was extremely frustrated and annoyed that he was too lazy to prepare for this. This is a statement that I usually reserve for flat earthers, but it would appear that he's not stupid because he's a moon landing denier. He's a moon landing denier because he's stupid. Thank you for your time.
All right. Well, thank you for being here, FTFE. Keeping things friendly as always. You promised me you'd behave. All right.
Behaving.
That was your best? That was your best? No, okay. All right. I won't get too hard on you then.
Then, you know, come on.
All right. I won't be too rough on you. I'm just picking. All right. So, Dr. Rossi, you got 1 minute on the floor. Your closing statements on tonight's discussion. And yeah, 1 minute on the floor.
Thank you. So let me just round up by saying that my intention of doing this is to try to help bring peace onto this planet. And this is my personal belief, is that establishing a lasting peace cannot be built on lies. So we have to fess up to some of the lies of the past, you know. So the US already confessed that there was no weapons of mass destruction when they went into Iraq. They also confessed about I'm forgetting the name, in the Vietnam War. So anyway, I hope that we can all just move on from the past and just let go of some of, and confess to the mistakes we've made, and then we'll all forgive each other and can live together on this planet in peace. That's the reason why I'm doing this.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, Dr. Ross, and to FTFE. So if you haven't already, hit the like button. We're going to close it out with some of the favorite music of modern day debate, the music that I sing. Everybody hates it. I love it. All right. So, if you're hanging out in other spaces, make sure that you hit that like. If this gets clipped, you know, whatever. It's all cool. We don't mind a little bit of this and that, as long as you make some commentary. But once again, we will be back for more juicy debates. Check the upcoming live feed and hit the notification bell so you don't miss out on those. Once again, if you're listening on podcast, subscribe to the Modern Day Debate channel, and we will see you next time. Thank you, everybody.